This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Catch all our news and sports in our podcast at Iono FM or at www.mut.ac.za/MUT-radio. Access the latest news on all things MUT, and for your feed of news and current affairs, download the MUT Radio app now from the Android and iOS Play Store.
Making headlines this hour, the South African Human Rights Commission is happy with the transformative at MUT and isilo sithembise indlunkulu waso umshado. The time is 4 o'clock. Good afternoon. The university has recently received a high praise from the South African Human Rights Commission for its significant efforts to promote transformation across various areas affecting both staff and students during the visit on April 4, 2025. Two SAHRC officials from the KwaZulu-Natal office commended the institution's proactive approach, which aligns with the Commission's mandates to uphold human rights nationwide. The university's focus in inclusive initiatives such as using sports to foster unity, establishing a gender forum, and supporting students with disabilities was particularly highlighted. University leaders shared concrete examples, including hiring tutors to assist disabled students and running community engagement sports tournaments inspired by Nelson Mandela's legacy of unity. The efforts to reform the curriculum are underway, emphasizing communication, applied learning, and entrepreneurship to better prepare graduates for the workforce. Additionally, programs like food and clothing donations demonstrate a commitment to student welfare. Staff also discussed ongoing improvement, such as enhanced research conditions for female academics and collaboration with the other universities to improve accessibility infrastructure. Issues like gender-based violence are being addressed as part of the broader transformation agenda. Overall, the university's openness to partnership and continuous dialogue on transformation, including regular colloquium and advisory roles of the University Council, reflects its dedication to fostering an inclusive, equitable environment for all. In other news, siveze uhlangothi olungaziwa ngaso isilo umisuzulu kazwelithini sigiya sibhola isihlangu saso izolo ngomsombuluko isilo besiyingxenye yezihambeli ezibalulekile emcimbini womkhosi womhlanga eludidini kwalobamba eSwazini phakathi kwedolobha iManzini nenhloko dolobha yakhona iMbabane. Izwe lakangubane libambe umkhosi womhlanga oqhubekayo kusukela ngesonto eledlule. Isilo samaZulu sithembise umshado unkosazane Sihle Mdluli ongundlunkulu waso ebukhosini bamaSwati koninalume besilo umisuZulu. Ubayede ugaxe undlunkulu wakhe ucu oluwuphawu lwesithembiso somshado, emva kwalokho wagiya phambi kwezinkumbi zezithameli zomcimbi. And finally, Cardi B is making headlines again with an unconventional marketing strategy for her upcoming album Am I the Drama, set to drop on September 19. After being cleared of a civil lawsuit, she took to the streets of New York City selling copies of her album like a street vendor, complete with incense Bob Marley music by a Rastafarian cap. Cardi B shouted out prices, offering CDs and vinyl for $9.99, and even had a courtroom edition inspired by her recent trial. The stunt went viral with fans and celebrities like praising her creativity and authenticity. Diplo joked about buying 40 copies while Kehlani and Tyler showed their support. The grassroots approach is a depth chart to the typical A-list marketing strategy, but it fits Cardi B's rule-breaking persona. The album promises to be bold and engaging, with anticipated tracks and potential collaborations with artists like SZA, Lani, and Bad Bunny.
Rory, hop up the stoop, jump in the coupe, big dip on top of the roof, flexing on bitches as hard as I can, eating halal, driving a Lamb. So that bitch, I'm sorry though, got my coins like Mario.
To recap the top stories this hour, the South African Human Rights Commission is happy with the transformation at MUT and isilo sethembisa uNdlunkulu waso umshado. That is all for me this hour. Catch your next news bulletin tomorrow at 7 o'clock on the Vukubangene Breakfast Show. Reporting live on MUT Radio News Desk.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.